You know, children, as the Bible says, they are a gift from God. They're precious. Hallelujah. Let me read at this portion, at this part of our, you know, our service to the Lord. Let me read to you Psalm 105, verses 1 to 5. Psalm 105. Thank you, Lord. Give thanks to the Lord. Call on His name. Make known among the nations what He has done. Sing to Him, sing praise to Him. Tell of all His wonderful acts. Glory in His holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and His strength. Seek His face always. Remember the wonders He has done, His miracles and the judgments He pronounced. We read that portion today because I'm going to call on a couple. You know, I've known them for quite some time now. And, you know, I guess one of the benefits of being part of the family of God is when our lives get connected, nagkakakilala po tayo. Whatever struggles each one might have, we come to the Lord together and we lift up each other in prayer. I'm so blessed with this couple that I'm going to call because their testimony tells us of the power of God for those who learn how to humble themselves before the Lord. Amen. And so it's such a blessing. It's such a blessing to hear of powerful testimonies of what God has done. And so kaya po, is this biblical what we're going to do as far as testifying? Because the Bible tells us when God has done something in your life and mine, we will tell of His wonderful acts and works. I'd like to call on Brother Arvin and Sister Elaine. Praise the Lord. Let's welcome them. Amen. Praise God. Okay, it's going to be a ladies first, so I'm going to have Sister Elaine tell something first and just begin to tell about in your spiritual journey what the Lord has done so far.
So far.
So far. Amen. There will be more. Yes.
Yes, Pastor. We're here to share to you guys goodness.
The goodness.
The goodness of the Lord. Yes. What He has done in our lives para sa amin. And you see us serving Him here, but you don't know what's inside our heart. The joy and the gladness that we feel whenever we serve Him.
Yes.
And so ngayon po, we're going to share a testimony about yung kung yung nagawa niya para sa amin.
That's right, yes.
And here's Brother.
Okay, muna, how many years have you been married?
2003.
So like 15, huh?
2003 we met. 2005.
You met in 2003, but 2005 you got married.
Yes.
Okay,
and
so.
Then,
so, yeah.
Yeah, 13 years. And then,
being married, yes.
Being married. And then we've been praying for a child.
Yes.
We've been longing to have a child. Uh-huh. And then it took a while before the prayers that was answered.
That's right. Yes, okay.
So, yun yung ano yung...
yun yung testimony.
Testimony na...
Yes.
Gagawin ni Brother Arvin.
Okay, all right. Sige, Brother Arvin, yes.
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Good morning.
It's like what my wife said, that we're here to share our testimony on how we experience God's love and how prayers works into our lives. So it's all started when we were longing, when we had the desire into our hearts to have a child before. So I admit, brothers and sisters, at that time, I was an outstanding Catholic still at that time. So meaning outstanding is like I'm always outside of the church every Sunday. So just basically, literally, like, just to say that we're attending church.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And then my wife will always be the one who's inside, and then I'm always outside.
Outside.
So I admit, and I honestly... will admit to you, brothers and sisters, that when the desire of me and my wife wanted to have a child, I was relying on myself strength at that time, mm-hmm. that I'm confident that it will
happen.
It will happen sooner or later down the road. Mm-hmm. So years went by, 4 years, five. I think it was like almost 5 years, but it didn't happen, never happened. Mm-hmm. So we decided to seek or help, we decided to see a doctor to, you know, just to find out if there's something wrong, or maybe the doctor could help us how to conceive mm-hmm, or to have a baby.
Yes.
So when the doctor was talking to us, or when the doctor was telling the results that the test that they did, mm-hmm. The doctor said that, oh, you know what, I don't see any problem with you guys. Mm-hmm. Everything's normal, and I think it's just a matter of you guys are pressured, mm-hmm. or maybe it's just a matter of timing.
Yes.
And I was like, okay, all right, yeah, so it will happen. Uh-huh. I mean, I took what the doctor said.
Said yes, yes.
So after 4 months, my wife conceived, so she got pregnant at that time after 4 months seeing the doctor, and I was so happy, and that was the happiest day of my life, to a point where I already... let's say early celebration. I started to tell my friends and my families mm-hmm. that we finally did it. Here you go. Mm-hmm. And then
you said we finally did
we
it.
We finally did it. Or you know. And then I said that okay, we were planning already of the name. I was planning already a name. Mm-hmm. If it's a boy and a girl, what to buy and whatnot. And lo and behold, and after like let's say maybe I think 2 months, we lost that baby. So my wife had a miscarriage. And it was the saddest point of my life. I forgot to mention, like, of all those celebration time, is one thing that I forgot is I didn't give or I didn't didn't say thank you to God, which He gave the blessing to us at that time. So I kind of like took him for granted at that time. Mm. And yeah, so as I mentioned, she had miscarriage, and then that was the saddest point of our life. Frustration came, almost, you know, we were depressed. And at that time, that when we were driving from the hospital towards our home, and there's two voices that I was hearing while I was driving, saying that, oh, you know what, walk away from him, encouraging me to kind of be a rebellious child. Like turning away from God. Yeah. Yes. And then there's this one voice also that's saying, you know what, surrender everything to God, leave everything to Him, and everything will be fine.
Yes.
So at that night, what I did is I kneeled down, I surrendered everything to Him.
Yes.
I offer our hearts, our soul, and our family, prayed that, Lord God, take the steering wheel of our life and take the control of our life.
Wow, yes.
And then after that, after 4 months, my wife again conceived a baby. And then that's Aliana now.
Aliana now.
Yeah, that's Aliana
that's
now
right.
that you saw dancing earlier. And not only that, but he also gave us a bonus, which... Another one came. She's 2 years old, and then she—that's another girl that she—that was dancing earlier also. And she's named. Her name is Alicia. With that being said, we're giving glory. We're giving back the glory to God. Like without us, I mean, without God, we're nothing. And I just wanted to share also the Bible verse. One of the Bible verses that I will never forget is from Matthew 6:33. And it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and things shall be added unto you. So before we receive blessings from God, is we must surrender ourselves, our soul, and everything to God.
Yes.
And,
hallelujah.
And then that's the time when we were able or will be ready to receive the blessings from our Lord Jesus
Hallelujah.
Christ.
Amen.
And I guess that's it. Yeah.
Praise
so happy Thanksgiving.
Praise God.
God bless you guys. And then, yeah.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much. Isn't that wonderful? Thank you so much for sharing that. Glory to God. Glory to God. And so with that, you know, I think it's very appropriate for us to honor the Lord as we call on Sister Percy. Thank you, Lord. The title of the song is To God Be the Glory. Amen. Yeah, praise Him. As she's preparing, you know, I think the key thing from what we can pick up from that powerful testimony of our Brother Arvin and Sister Elaine was when they first started to come to God and to surrender their lives. That's a key thing. Amen. Praise the Lord. No. What is it? No. I'll take care of that. I'll take care of that. You do your part. Praise the Lord. Yes. After you.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Lord, for everything, for all your blessings, for your protection, provision, healing, favors.
Yes.
Trials and victories. You know, God can also deal with bad things, mix it with the good things, and comes from that is a very beautiful thing. So, to God be the glory.
Can I say that?
Thank you so much. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much. It's okay. It's okay. I have my mic. Just leave it there. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you so much, Sister Percy. To God be the glory for all the things that He has done. Amen. Praise God. Let's prepare our hearts as we come to the Lord in our time of worship, in our giving. Let's just thank Him. Thank you, Lord. Lord, part of our worship is expressed even in our giving. We would always declare, Lord God, that You, Father God, set the perfect example for all of us because You gave the best gift. And that is Your only Son, Jesus. And Lord, today we honor You that You're our bountiful supplier, God. Even when anyone among us find ourselves in times of need or want, we know that, Lord God, You're never late, and that, God, You are faithful to do Your part. Father God, even in our giving, as we sow our seeds of faith in our giving, we know that You're the God who will multiply every seed that will be sown towards giving, towards the kingdom of God. We thank You, Father God, for everyone in this local church, Father God, for the spirit of generosity at work in our hearts, even for some who give sacrificially, God. We know that, God, You see all of this, and we would like to give You our best in our giving. In Jesus' name and for Your glory, we ask, as we call on the ushers. Amen. Let's praise the Lord. Sister Ali.
Your great plan. We have come to seek Your face, not the wonders of Your hand. Yes, we need Your touch, but You've given us so much that we just want to thank You for all You've done for us. We come to bless Your name,
remind me that after the service we're going to show to you the video that was put together to give us all an update of what's going on with the giving. Every time you and I give towards the Lord, and God has blessed us with an opportunity to be a blessing to that place in Montalban, Rizal, and we are so excited, we're so encouraged with what you and I give, that how many lives are being blessed and being touched by the message of the gospel. Amen. So we're going to take our communion, and then later on, after that, we're going to show the video. Amen. So just sit tight. Wag muna kayong aalis. I know that there's a sumptuous feast prepared for us. Amen. But, you know, these are moments that God has given us to be together and just witness the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And if you have your Bibles with you, please turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. We're going to start with verse 16. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And the title of the study today is The Power of Giving Thanks to God. There's power in giving thanks to God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Let me know if you're there. Amen. I'm reading from the NIV version. Praise God. We'll wait till everybody finds that in your... Let's all rise up, if you're able to rise up to honor the Lord, for He is the Word of God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, if you're able, verse 16. Thank you, Lord. Everybody ready, even those in the fellowship hall? Okay, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16. Okay. It says, and I'm reading from the NIV version, be joyful always, pray continually. Look at verse 18. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not put out the Spirit's fire. Do not treat prophecies with contempt. Test everything. Hold on to the good. Avoid every kind of evil. May God Himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Look at verse 24. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. Lord, we thank you for your word, your words of life to all of us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, as we honor you as our teacher and guide. Grant us understanding and above all the grace to live by this truth and to apply them in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. Praise God. You know, this coming Thursday, it's already November 22nd, and as a nation, this nation is going to observe Thanksgiving holiday. You know, we spell holiday H-O-L-I-D-A-Y, but in fact, it's derived from holy day. It's supposed to be a holy day. And so it's not just about, I know that people are into, getting so busy and tied up with the physical preparation for the meal to serve on Thanksgiving, but it's more than that. We're not saying that that's not important when people would have tradition. Oh, what is your recipe for all of this, the sweet pudding and all that, your stuffing, the turkey and all that. But let the Word of God remind us that what it is all about. You know, with the recent events that happened, particularly here in our state, the state of California, the events, the recent mass shooting again that the people in Thousand Oaks experienced, and the deadly wildfires up north. In fact, that so many people lost their lives. In fact, the more recent news is there's so many unaccounted for. Many people are still missing, unaccounted for. That small town in Paradise, California. And when you look at the graphic images of, you know, what happened because of the wildfires, it's like a ghost town. What was once a flourishing town is gone. And, you know, it pains us to see those things. And, you know, when we would consider that in the natural, a lot of people may say, you know, I'm not in the spirit of celebrating. Some people may say that. And it's understandable, no? Natural lang ho na pag may ganung tragedy. And, you know, losing loved ones, or if you're someone that you don't even know where they are, and hindi pa alam, it strikes you in such a way that, my gosh. And yet, so when people would say, I'm not in the spirit of celebrating Thanksgiving, it's hard for me to give thanks. But yet, the verses that you and I just read, most of us are familiar with these verses. The Bible, the Word of God calls us, the Word of God teaches us out to do three things. Number one, it says, be joyful always. Secondly, to pray continually, to pray without ceasing. And the third one is, look at what the third one says in verse 18, to give thanks in all circumstances. Let's pause. To give thanks in all circumstances. I like it's followed by a comma, because God is not insensitive. Hear me. In that verse, we see the heart of God. God is not insensitive to our pain. God is not, hindi ho siya, sabihin, oh, callous, that the Lord doesn't understand what I'm going through. He does. Kaya ang sabi doon, that these things can be done, that you and I can give thanks in all circumstances, whether, you know, it's, you know, how many of us would remember mga joyous times na meron tayong victory? When we receive blessings, whether it's a physical blessing or the gift of salvation, when we first came to know the Lord, there's this joy that has flooded our souls and our hearts. Not, wow, what a joy to have Christ. Now, we see here, sabi dito, that we and I can be joyful. We are joyful when the blessings came, but it says always. So meaning to say, is it possible for someone to experience joy in the midst of tragedy and pain? Yes. Is it possible for me to pray without ceasing kahit hindi ko pa nakikita yung results? God, I've been praying. God, weeks passed, months passed, years passed. God, you're telling me to pray more? Sa Tagalog, yung binasa nung last Wednesday na manalangin na walang patid. That's the Tagalog version, walang patid. But the key here is found in verse 18. How can we be joyful always? How can we pray with faith still burning in our hearts? How can we still give thanks, even not just in good times, but even in difficult times? Pagpapasalamat ako, may problema ako, mabigat. The key is, look at this, comma, for this is God's will for you and me in Christ Jesus. So the key is to have Christ. When you and I have Christ, He becomes our joy. When you and I have Christ, you and I have that faith to continue to believe, to pray, no matter what. It's taking too long? You're in good company. Because when you and I would read so many accounts in the Bible, so many men and women of faith, heroes of faith, waited for God. In fact, there's a portion in the book of Hebrews that says, some waited but did not obtain the promise. Hindi yung, ano yung obtain the promise? The promise of seeing Jesus. That's it. But when it comes to other things, sabi ho sa Bible, you and I need to learn how to wait patiently upon God. To wait patiently upon God. And patience is the fruit of the Spirit alone. Only the Spirit of God can develop that in your heart and mind. How to persevere, not to give up, and never to give up. Hallelujah. So we give thanks in all circumstances. Amen. Now, and so the key is what? So it's God's will for us to be what? To be joyful. It's God's will for us always to be in prayer. So, pag hindi na tayo nagpa-pray, we're outside the will of God. Pag hindi na tayo masaya, we're outside the will of God. And hindi naman ho kailangan pilitin eh. Can I say this to all of you, to all of us? When you go through that front door, you and I can come to the Lord just as we are. We don't need to pretend. We don't need to pretend that, you know, no. If you come heavily laden and burdened, it's okay. Because God can change that the moment you and I come right through that door. When we come into the presence of God here in His sanctuary, do you and I believe that this is God's place for us to come? Yes. God has blessed us with a place na makakapunta ho tayo because the presence of God is our refuge. The presence of God is our source of strength para tayo magpatuloy, for us to go on. In the midst of tragedies, we can still go on through the grace of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Kaya, okay lang ho yun. I would always say this, please, hear me out. There is the spirit that the enemy is wanting, that the enemy would want us to quit. He would mag-start ho yan sa, maaring hindi yung, let's say, you wake up in the morning, oh, ayoko na maging Kristiano, ayoko nang, it doesn't come. Unti-unti ho yan. He will do it in a very subtle way. Parang erosion. Yung erosion ay very subtle, yung pag-erode ng faith. Little by little. And so, what he would want us is to isolate ourselves. Number one, mapapansin ho natin yan. Ayaw na nating mag-join sa Bible study. Ayaw nang pag-attend at church. And that's the spirit of the enemy, because he knows perfectly well that when you and I come to church in the midst of problems, na you and I can get strength from God. And the strength will come from God himself, but God can use so many ways to give us the strength that we need for us to persevere. Kaya ho, we are already exposing the tactics of the enemy because he would do that in our hearts. But praise the Lord, but praise God, God is with us. That God is with us. Amen. So the secret is to have Christ. You know, the Bible tells us that Jesus, He is the express image of God. Ano pong ibig sabihin no? Na some people would say, ano kayang, what is God like? Some people would ask that. For those probably who don't know God yet in a personal way, ano kayang, how is He? How is He like? What is He like? So the Bible tells us in Hebrews that Jesus is the express image of God. So if we want to know how God is, what God is like, we see that in the Gospels. We see that in the Word from Genesis all the way up to Revelation, because the Bible points to our Lord Jesus. Amen. So, pag ho tayo, when you and I would read the Gospels, particularly when Jesus was still here on earth, we read the so many stories how he is with people. And one thing that we would see is Jesus loved people. He loves people. Past tense and then even present. Amen. Now, there was one particular story, and I would want us to look at that in Mark chapter 1. So the first New Testament starts with what book? Matthew. Pero hindi tayo sa Matthew. Yung susunod sa Mark. Amen. Mark chapter 1. We're going to start with verse 40. Mark chapter 1, we're going to start with verse 40. Mark, the first chapter, verse 40. A man with leprosy came to him, to Jesus, and begged him on his knees. You know, it's when you and I would pause, bakit ho begged? Why did this man beg Jesus? Because ano yung condition niya? He had leprosy. When a person has leprosy, outcast ho siya. That person is declared unclean. Kaya during those old times, ina-isolate sila. San ba yun sa Palawan? How many of you would remember? Nilalagay sila in a place na malayo sa among people. Outcast. Sa Palawan po yun, ano? Sa Philippines, ano? Yes, Daddy. They are isolated. In fact, when you and I would read sa Old Testament po, a person na kapag once na-diagnosed na may leprosy, pag let's say may mga, he is in a place, he's directed, he's given instructions to shout, unclean, 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 to let people know that they are there. And do you know some people, what they would do to drive them away, babatuhin ho, they would throw stones. Get away from us. So I'm just telling you that that's the condition of a person with leprosy. So here was someone, and let's look at what, when he heard about Jesus, what did he do? He came to Jesus and begged. And begged Jesus on his knees. You know, when you and I would hear testimonies about, you know, Brother Arvin and Sister Elaine, they said when they came to the end of their wanting, they have this desire, strong desire, as a married couple to have a child, and they couldn't have it. They tried it on their own. It failed. But what was remarkable about the story that they shared with us was, what did they do when they realized, nah, we can't do this on our own? They knelt before the Lord. I was talking to another sister, and you know, sila din, they were starting as a young couple, as a family. They had young children, and sabi niya, they were working, but it's like nothing. It's like they toiled and they labored, but walang nangyayari with their earnings. And having a godly mom, the mother told her, why don't you and your husband seek God and pray? And they did exactly the same thing. They knelt before God. See, kneeling and bowing, it's a sign of humility. It's a sign of humility. And I would always repeatedly say this, problems humble us. Problems humble us. And one of the important things about the kingdom of God is, gusto niya pong ma-develop ang humility in all of us. Can I just say this? When God is emphasizing humility, he's not like a proud God that would like grab us in our throat and say, oh, bow to me. No. He's not that kind of God. He's a God that wants a relationship with us. That because, in fact, ang grace, when we were singing earlier today, ako, ang dating sa akin was, I'm so thankful na because of the grace of God, I came to know the Lord. And when you and I are coming into worship, when ang Holy Spirit, siya ang nagbibigay, he gives us that kind of revelation na, this is the kind of God that's so wanting to have this kind of relationship with him. Not just, you know, oh, Sunday, I have to go to church. No, not that kind. But getting excited to have a moment with God and say, Lord, thank you for saving me, God. Thank you for changing my life, God. Kahit, Lord, marami kong problema, I even in the midst of problems, I have the confidence that you are with me and you are the God who will deliver me from all of my troubles because you are a faithful God. He is a faithful God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And so this is what the man did. He reached out. He came to Jesus and begged him on his knees and said, if you are willing, you can make me clean. There's something about recognizing what God can do in our lives, what Jesus can do. Now, I like verse 41 here. Kaya po, when you and I are reading the Bible, let's not just parang read every detail. Every word has a purpose. The Spirit of God says, look at verse 41. Filled with, don't you like that? About our Lord, He is a God of compassion. Maawain ho. He is a God of mercy. Filled with compassion. I love this about what Jesus did. What did He do? Jesus reached out His hand and touched the man. That tells me something about the Lord. Remember, any background ng a person with leprosy? Outcast. Don't come near me. Lumayo ka, I don't want you here. Rejection and not being able to have someone give you a touch. Do you know, there was an article written, there was an orphanage in, I think it was in somewhere in the Ukraine or Czechoslovakia, somewhere in that part of the world. Because of the war and because of poverty, there were so many babies that were left to themselves. And there was a group of Christians that visited the orphanage because those babies never felt a touch. Never felt a touch. No one giving them hugs, cuddling them. And, you know, when this group of Christians came and they gave the babies, they started to like, before they were like lethargic. Walang passive. Parang zombie. All because of the absence of physical contact. And do you know that God created us? God created us to have that kind of contact. Physical touch. Can I just be clear at times? But you have to teach. Parents, can you teach your children to bring balance to that teaching that not everyone can touch you. Okay, let's make it clear. Iba ho yung merong appropriate touches, merong inappropriate touches. That's why we need God. That's why we need God for us to know what's right and what's wrong. Hallelujah. And so here, it gives us a picture. Jesus reached out His hand and touched the man. Jesus could have said, Hey, brother, diyan ka lang, ha? I will say the word, be healed. Right? He could have done that, right? No, because Jesus knew perfectly well that this is what He needed first. Dahil isolated po siya for a long time, no contact. He needed that touch. This is our God. God wants to touch your life and mine. But we need to come to Him in a way that we would acknowledge God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, I come before you, God. I need a touch from you, God. Hallelujah. And so the Lord knew perfectly well that that was the first thing that this man would need. And we know that God, who sees your heart and mind, He sees all of our circumstances. Hallelujah. In another story, we don't have to read the entire, very, very familiar story for all of us. In the book of Luke, chapter 17, Luke 17, it talks again about 10 lepers, the same condition, right? So there were 10 lepers with that same condition, and they cried out to the Lord. And the Bible tells us that the Lord healed them. That's found in Luke 17. in verse that started with verse 11 all the way up to verse 19. But we, so there were how many that came to Jesus with that condition? Ten. So all of the 10 got healed. Now we would see in verse 15. Let's look at this in verse 15. So one of them, are you there with me? Andiyan po kayo? Okay. Verse 15. So one out of the 10, when he saw that he was healed, came back. He came back, praising God in a loud voice. And look, in verse 16, look at what did he do. Wow. He fell down again at the feet of Jesus. There's something about coming to Jesus in that posture of humility. He threw himself at the feet of Jesus and thanked Jesus. And he was a Samaritan. Now, look at verse 17. Meron hong tinanong si Jesus eh. Jesus asked, were not all 10 cleansed? So naghahanap pala si Lord. Diba, 10 kayong humingi ng healing? Hinanap yung 9. Where are the other 9? So this tells us that God is longing for acknowledging Him for the good things that He has done in your life and mine. And so, look at what happened to the one. Very sad. Who yung statistics, ano? Hindi kalahati eh. Not even 5 out of 10. Just one. Just one out of the 10. Now, look at what the Lord says. Then He said to the one that came back, rise and go. Your faith has made you well. Alam niyo, you know what the meaning is, this original text? It says that this one leper that came back to Jesus received more. He did not just receive the physical healing from the leprosy, but yung sinabi niyang, your faith has made you well, also meant his salvation. Kasi yung siyam, nag-heal. Pero nung namatay, questionable. Hindi sila nabigyan ng guarantee because they did not come back to Jesus. Remember, Jesus is the key. Jesus is the key to all of these blessings. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus alone. Jesus alone, hallelujah. And so when you and I would look at this story, makita natin na the Lord wants na ma-develop po sa atin ang gratitude. In the culture that we are living in, tinatawag ho nilang attitude ito, self-entitlement. Ibig sabihin, oh, give it to me. Bigay mo yun sa akin, I deserve that, right? Yung kinanta po ni Sister Percy, the song, ang theme nun is, God, you gave me all of these blessings. They are so undeserved. Yung word na ginamit, so undeserved. Grace is we don't deserve it. We do not deserve it, pero God gave it to us anyway. Diba napaka, kaya sabi sa Bible, give thanks to the Lord for He is good. And His mercy endures. In Judgment Day, it's not about how much money we have in the bank. Money will not save us in the day of judgment. In the day of judgment, ang kailangan is what? Mercy. We would say, you know, when you read the book of Revelation, some people that would continually reject Christ at the end, sabi dyan, itago nyo ko under the big stone. Itago nyo ko sa cave. Protect me from the wrath of God. When the Bible tells us, the Bible teaches about the wrath of God. In fact, when you and I would talk about grace, grace speaks about how God's wrath was satisfied because of the death of our Lord Jesus at the cross. Para natin ma-receive yung ating deliverance from God's wrath on Judgment Day, we need Christ. So pag meron tayong Christ, we should not be afraid. In fact, we should get excited. Get excited about His coming soon. Amen. You know, I read a lot. And so it tells me about the kind of culture that you and I are living in. And some people are aware of this day. And you know what they did? in the article, it said people started to build tunnels under the earth. And there was one wherein, for this amount, you need to put up a down payment of so much money, like a quarter of a million, for you to get a space underneath the earth when judgment day comes. It's either out of ignorance or out of thinking that they can save themselves when that day comes. So the Bible tells us na, eh, kahit humagtago sa ilalim ng lupa. Hello, pagdating niya dun sa ano, na eat bulaga siya, ano? It tells us the heart of people. It tells us about the heart of people. I'm sharing this with you because this is what's happening around us. But, alam niyo, can I just say this? In our recent Bible studies, we're not prophets of doom here. We're here to talk about, when we are talking about one side of the story that the Bible tells us about judgment, but it also talks about the mercy of God. Last time we looked at the book of Habakkuk. Oh, how many of you really read the book of Habakkuk? Akala nyo, hindi ko kayo i-check. How many? Huh? Did you read? Hello? Oh, yes, praise the Lord. God. Yung hindi pa, sige po, basahin nyo naman. Kung nalimutan nyo. Minsan, we need to be reminded, no? Oh, totoo po ba yan? Oh. Kasi minsan, nakakalimot tayo eh. We need to remind each other. Dahil, you know, this is for our benefit po. Kasi the more you and I come to know God, as you and I read the Word, naintindihan natin yung plano niya, His purpose in our lives. Yung purpose even sa problems. Right? God doesn't want us to end up bitter. But He wants us to be better followers of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, now, so Jesus is our perfect example. That's one thing about the Lord. Kasi nagkatawang tao ho siya. He came here on earth. He became flesh and dwelt among us. So one of the powerful truths that you and I would find from the Bible is that because Jesus came here on earth, He can understand all of our struggles. He knows what it means to be poor. He knows what it means to be rejected. Yung bang gumawa ka na ng maganda, pinag-isipan ka pa ng masama. Right? Or you love, you gave your all, and then ang isinukli sa'yo is boom. You know, and yet God, Jesus showed us the example. You know, we need to forgive. Choose to forgive. Amen. Now, there are two powerful accounts, just to naibibigay po natin today, that teaches us the power of giving thanks, even in the midst of difficult times. Let's go to John chapter 6. The Gospel John. So Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. So how many Gospels do we have? Four Gospels. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. John chapter 6. Kahit na ho familiar ang story, can I say this? Huwag po nating let us ask the help of the Holy Spirit never to say, uy, alam ko na yung kwentong yan. Because there's so much to learn from the Word. In fact, at times, when you and I look at some details, the Holy Spirit will give us a fresh revelation. Amen. So, kahit na alam natin itong ano, feeding of the multitude. So, John chapter 6, just to give us a summary. When Jesus started to perform miracles, it happened to the people then. It can also happen now. Kasi ang tao, they are into, wow, may milagrong nangyari, miracle. And so when people started to hear about the miracles that Jesus has been performing at that time, it drew a great crowd. Kaya marami pong sumusunod kay Lord. And so that's what happened here in this story. So it tells us that there was a great crowd of people that followed Jesus, that's in verse 2, because they saw the miraculous signs He had performed on the sick. Pero merong hong lesson doon. Here's the thing. Hear me out. I need your attention. Let us not just be curious onlookers. Uy, may nangyari doon. Tignan natin. Let's check it out. People who obtained miracle from God, hindi lamang yung Tagalog usyoso. Okay? Tignan ko nga. Not just a bystander. not just a bystander and looking from the outside or looking from sa fence, so to speak, but really to be where Jesus is and hear him speak. Hallelujah. And so some of those people were like that here in this scene. But the Lord knew, alam ho ni Lord ang hearts ng tao, di ba? Kaya there was at one point, sinabi niya, oh, the reason why you're here because naka-experience kayo ng yung miracles, no? Yung feeding. Nabusog sila sa the feeding of the multitude. But God would want us to see Him more than just a provider of our needs, physical needs. God would want us the next level in our walk with Him na kahit ba, let's say, meron tayong hinihingi and it's not yet happening, do we still come to church? Do we still come and give Him our worship? Do we still obey Him? We should say that to God. Lord, yes, I'll be here for you. Amen. And so here, look at this. So a great crowd of people followed Jesus because they saw the miracles. Now, in verse 6, it tells us, and then verse 5 po, sabi doon, when Jesus looked up and saw the great crowd coming toward Him, He said to Philip, and Philip was one of the disciples. So He asked Philip a question. He said, where shall we buy bread for all these people to eat? Pero He asked that question because He was just testing Philip. As a disciple, He was being tested by the Lord. So He asked this, look at this, in verse 6, only to test Him, for Jesus already had in mind what He was going to do. Do we know God that He knows what to do? Hindi ho siya si God na parang He's biting His nails. And na-miss ko yun ah. Hindi ho. No, never at all. Everything that's happening in your life and mine and everything that's happening in this nation and all over the world, He knows. And He knows what to do. He knows how to fix it. He knows how to fix it. Hallelujah. And so Philip was being tested by God. Do you know that as Christians, may testing of faith po tayong lahat. May testing of faith. So Philip answered, he said, 8 month wages would not buy enough bread for each one to have a bite. So si Philip, napatingin sa difficult situation. Imposible God, pauwi mo na lang. Quick fix. Hey, hello everybody, uwi na. Balik kayo, pagkakain nyo. No. Minsan ganun tayo, di ba? We would want a quick fix to the problem. But we have to remember that God can do it for us. And so, and we know the story that one of the disciples found a boy with his small lunch bag. Look at what Jesus did. Look at what Jesus did. Now, verse 5, 8, another of his disciples, Andrew, spoke up, here's a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish, but how far will they go among so many? Siguro, sinabi ni, teka muna, isang lunch bag yan, anong mangyayari dyan? How can we feed all of this? Napatingin din na naman sa little resource. Little resource na naman, ano? But look at verse 10, Jesus said, have the people sit down. There was plenty of grass in that place, and the men sat down about 5,000 of men. Just the men. Just the men, 5,000. Sister Nancy, paano ka bang mag-prepare ng lunch for 5,000? No, paano bang pag-uwi nila, busog ako. Naku, kukonte, hindi ako natinga. With such a multitude, no? So look at this. So, Here is what Jesus did out of that difficult circumstance. Ito na po yung lesson, verse 11. Jesus then took the loaves, comma, and what did He do? He gave thanks. He just gave thanks. Kinuha niya yung lunch ng little boy. Kokonte. Pasalamat lang. Father God, thank you. And we know the story na. So, sinabi, sige, distribute. And they kept distributing. It never ran out. In fact, at the end of the story, it tells us that there were even leftovers because God is a God of abundance. Amen. What is your need today? Let's give thanks. Magpasalamat tayo sa Panginoon. Lord, I am in great need. I really need your help, God. And I believe that you can do this for us, for me. Na, Panginoon, you are my bountiful supplier. Sa book of Romans, it tells us, kung our Father God did not withhold Jesus, hindi niya pinagkait si Jesus sa atin, how much more, how shall not He not in Christ give us freely give us all things that we need. Amen. So, what did He do? He gave thanks. Magpasalamat tayo. And here's another story. John 11. Very powerful din ito. Another familiar story. The death of Lazarus. John 11. Talk about the impossible. We have to hear the word of God. Kaya, I know it's almost 10 to 1, but let's give the Lord time to speak to our hearts today. Kahit na very familiar tong story, God is going to give us something fresh for our now situation. When we look at verses 1 to 6, now a man named Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. This Mary, look at this. This Mary, whose brother Lazarus now lay sick, was the same one who poured perfume on the Lord and wiped his feet with her hair. So we learn about these characters. Si Lazarus, kapatid ho siya ni Mary. And si Mary was the one who what? Poured out yung expensive. So he did that out of her worship to Jesus dahil yung na-experience niyang being forgiven by the Lord. So he poured out perfume. And then it tells us a story na yung kapatid niya may sakit. And so what he did was what? Verse 3, so the sisters sent word to Jesus, Lord, the one you love is sick. I love what the Holy Spirit did. Na sinabi dito na when the sister sent word to Jesus to tell that the one that Jesus loved is sick. When sickness comes to our lives, most of the times our question is, Lord, di ba anak mo naman yun, bakit mo hinayaan magkasakit? Right? When sickness comes to your life and mine, our first question is, you know, why did that happen, right? And I'm so glad that the Holy Spirit showed that, because when there would be moments when sickness comes and we nagiging testing of our faith, I could say that because I've been going through that since at an early age. But the beauty of having Christ is that when you and I come to the Lord, He begins to show to us lahat ng purpose niya in all things. We need to focus on God's purpose, not for what we want, but what God wants for us. Now, look at what happened. Look at verse 4. When Jesus heard this, what did He say? This sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it. Hallelujah! So, may purpose si Lord. In 2 Corinthians, I treasure that verse, because when I would seek God with all of my physical challenges, He showed me that. Yung sabi niya that my grace is sufficient for you. Kaya the Apostle Paul said even at one point that I boast in my infirmities, because why? Because through this, in my weaknesses, the power of God rests upon my life. That in our weakness, ating kahinaan, na hindi natin magawa physically, when we ask God for, and He gives us the grace, the enabling power. Grace is about enabling power. Now you and I will be amazed, na paano ko nagawa yun? It's not us, but Christ. And you would hear that from people. You know, I'm impressed, or I'm amazed. And we should give God the glory. Amen. It's all because of God. How do you do it? It's God. It's the grace of our Lord Jesus. Amen. So now, look at this. Verse 5, it repeated something. What do we see here in verse 5? Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. I love that. I highlighted that in my Bible. And you could change that to a name. You could say, Jesus loves my son. Jesus loves my daughter. Jesus loves me. Sickness, when it happens, it does not change the truth that the love of God is still there. Even when, look at verse 6, yet when, look at what the Holy Spirit said in verse 6, yet, when Jesus heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was 2 more days. So, sending forth word to Jesus, ano ba yan sa ating everyday life ngayon? Prayer. Thank you, Sister Sally. When we send forth, halimbawa meron tayong a loved one or ourselves, we send word to Lord Jesus, I need your healing touch. But here, in this particular story, it tells us na when Jesus heard about it, he stayed where he was and stayed there 2 more days. So meron bang delay? Oh, yes. Yung delay, ang nangyari was, Lazarus died. But the Bible tells us, we don't have time, for the sake of time, it tells us na yung delay, meron purpose si God. Why? Because the purpose of the Lord was not to heal Lazarus from his sickness, but to raise him from the dead. More powerful testimony? Yes. Yes, that's right. And so, in the story, when Jesus went dun sa tomb where Lazarus was buried, ang reaction po ng magkapatid, Martha and Mary, parehong-pareho. And when they saw Jesus, so verse 21, si Martha muna, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Lord, parang sinasabi niya, Lord, too late naman, Lord eh. Ngayon ka pa nag-show up, wala na si Lazarus. Diba? Ganun ang in effect, no? At times, you know, when you and I would look at our circumstances, Lord, ba't ang tagal? Parang you don't care. No. Hindi. God is still in control. We have to remember that God is still in control. Hallelujah. Amen. And so, merong mga questions na tininong si Jesus to both of them because God is wanting to draw out what was in their hearts. And so, when you and I would come to the Lord with so many questions, let's pour out our heart to God. Hindi po siya na-intimidate. God is not intimidated with our questions and our, Lord, bakit God? Lord, ba't inalaw to? Lord, why? Why? Lord, ang timing mo parang, Lord, ang tagal, Lord, ang tagal. And yet, God is in control. Now, towards the end of the story, we find out that the purpose of God was to perform a miracle to touch the lives of not just Lazarus being, you know, siya yung namatay, di ba? But it also like built up the faith of Martha and Mary. When they saw what Jesus did. Eto hong tingnan natin. Now let's look at this in verse 41. Kasi it tells us na he was there where Lazarus was buried. When the Lord was already moving in verse 38, look at verse 38. Jesus once more deeply moved came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. He said, take away the stone, Jesus said. Tingnan nyo naman si Martha. Umiksena si Martha. Teka muna, Lord. Wag. Why? Yeah, but sabi niya, but Lord, this time, mabaho na, there's a bad odor, for he has been there 4 days. Do you know that you and I can limit God sa miracles? When lagi tayong nakatingin sa circumstances. Ang natural, 4 days na, Lord naman, ang baho-baho na niyan. But God is proving, the Lord Jesus is proving to us that He can do things beyond the natural. Beyond the natural. Hallelujah! And look at this, verse 40, then Jesus said, eto ho, did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God. See what faith does? Faith brings about the glory of God. Maniwala lang po tayo. Let's just put our faith in God. Now, eto na po. Here is what the Lord did in this impossible situation. Verse 41. So they obeyed. They took away the stone. Then, are you here with me? Then Jesus looked up and said, what is he doing now? He's praying. Father, I thank you that you have heard me. Are we hearing this? Amen. prayer of thanksgiving. Father, I thank you that you have heard me. Look at what he said. I knew that you always hear me. So make confidence about praying, right? But look at this. But I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me. It takes faith to see the glory of God. And Jesus modeled to us what it means. Na kahit na impossible situation, we come to the Father with thanksgiving. Father, I thank you. Your word promises that you hear my cry, that you hear the cry of the righteous. Say that to God. Lord, I thank you. And I always believe that, Lord, you never change. You're the God who hears and answers prayers. And do you know? Do you know the power of that? Then miracles can happen. How many of us would want a miracle from the Lord today? I believe all of us. All of us. And so let's apply what we have learned and just thank God for his goodness and his love for us, and most of all, his word for us. Let's come to the Lord in prayer before we take our communion. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In your own words, po, begin to thank God. Let be the fruit of our lips be thanksgiving unto his name. Father God, we come to you, Lord, thanking you, Lord God, for your goodness. We thank you for your love for us and your mercy that endures forever, God. We thank you for your love that is so strong, the kind of love that you're so committed to us, that you never left us to ourselves, Lord, in our state of being spiritually lost and dead. That by your amazing grace, Lord, you sent your son Jesus to die on that cross on our behalf. Say that to the Lord. Thank you that you sent Jesus to die on the cross on my behalf. Thank you, Jesus, for your most precious blood, that through your blood I have the forgiveness of all of my sins, and now I'm made righteous in Christ. That now I have the peace of God. That now I know that I'm accepted by you, that I'm loved by you, chosen by you, guided by your Spirit every day and every moment of our lives. That God, even when difficult times come, even when problems and the testing of faith comes, Lord, ang love mo para sa amin hindi nagbabago. We thank you for these stories that we have read today that has reminded us the power of faith, the power of praying with faith in our hearts, believing in you, Lord God, thanking you, Lord, that God, even before we see the answers to our prayers, nagpapasalamat na kami. For we know that, God, none of your word fails, God, that when you say something, you certainly will do it, God. Lord, we always quote this verse from your word, that with you, Lord God, all things are possible, that nothing is so difficult for you, God. Help us to rise above our difficult circumstances, God. Help us, teach us, Holy Spirit, Lord God, na wag magpadaig, na not to allow, Lord God, the weight of our problems to pull us down. Lord, we need the help of your Spirit to open up our eyes, oh God, our spiritual eyes, to see, Lord God, what you can do. Because, Lord, you have the power that, Lord, in whatever difficult situations we find ourselves in, the solution will come from you, God. And we thank you, Lord, oh God, that, Lord, you are in control of all things, God. And that gives us comfort to know that, Lord, you have the power to save. You have the power to heal. You have the power to deliver, God. Anyone among us who is, Lord, bound in fear, God, bound in hatred, Lord God, or, Lord, may resentment towards others, God. Lord, wash our hearts. Cleanse our hearts from anything that would hinder us from receiving this miracle that comes from you. Even when times of doubt comes, Lord God, we thank you that your Spirit would guide us and encourage us, Lord, to be joyful always, to pray without ceasing, and to give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for all of us in Christ Jesus. And so, Lord, we thank you, God, even for this moment, God, this Thanksgiving service that we have for you, Lord God, today. And not just today, but every day of our lives, may we remember you, the things that you have done in our lives, God, at magpasalamat kami. Huwag po kami matulod dun sa siyam None of us will be likened to that 9 lepers, God, and a very ungrateful Lord, never came back to even thank you, God. And so, Lord, we would like, God, na ma-develop sa aming lahat ito, the attitude of being thankful and grateful for all the good things you've done in our lives. And so, Lord, we thank you, God, that even as we partake our communion, God, and we don't want to take this lightly, we want to remember, Jesus, what you have done at that cross. That's as we call on the ushers. Salvation, the gift of eternal life, Lord God. Hallelujah. I would like to take this time, Lord God, to remember you and to thank you, God, for what you have done for us. Salamat, Lord, sa grace mo, God. Salamat. Thank you for the cross, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. As the elements are still being distributed, magpasalamat na po tayo sa Panginoon where you are at. Huwag pong magsasawang magpasalamat sa Kanya to give thanks to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So allow me to read the portion of the scriptures again. We always turn to this portion to remind us what this is all about. For the Bible says, "For I received from the Lord what I also pass on to you." The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, here we go again, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord, even at this particular time, Lord, you were about to die on the cross, and you were still able to give thanks. What was ahead for you was pain, suffering, and death. You took the time to give thanks to the Father because you knew perfectly well what you would accomplish at that cross. And that is, Lord God, for the salvation of so many, God. And so, Lord Jesus, as a church, as followers of Christ, we come before you, God. We bow down our hearts before you and say, thank you, Father God, for sending Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the cross. We thank you for your body that was broken. You were pierced. Lord, oh God, you died on that cross for us. And we are so thankful, Lord God. Di po kami magsasawang magpasalamat sa ginawa mo para sa aming kaligtasan, Panginoon, to save us from our sins. And so, Lord, before we partake this bread, Lord, we don't want to take it lightly. We would want to declare what we believe, that what you have accomplished at that cross brought about our salvation. And so thank you, Lord God. As we partake this bread, we remember and honor you, Jesus, to be our Lord and our Savior. In Jesus' name, as we partake the bread. Thank you, Lord. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Lord, this cup symbolizes and reminds us of your most precious blood that you shed on that cross, that now we are redeemed by your most precious blood. How, God, in Jesus' name, that we are now made whole, through the blood of Jesus, and now we have direct access to the throne of grace, all because of your most precious blood. Magpasalamat po tayo sa Panginoon. Thank you for your blood, Lord Jesus. Father God, thank you for loving us so much, Lord God. That perfect sacrifice that you did for us on that cross, that now we have the blessings of having peace, being at peace with you, God. To know that, Lord, you are with us no matter what. And so, Lord, we say thank you, Lord God, for what you have done for us. In Jesus' mighty name, let's partake the cup. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's all rise up for the final prayer and the benediction before. Glory to God. Just one song, and then please stay. We're going to watch the video. Amen. Praise God. Let's just worship the Lord together and just thank Him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Praise and worship team. Kayo naman, ako na nag-preach pa. Nagbibiro lang. That's our usual praise and worship team. Come on, lead us in our time of worship. And then after one song, we're going to watch the video. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Bye.